How do you follow that? And those guys have just achieved everything I've ever wanted to do in holography. Okay. Welcome everybody to this very special event. This is going to be a rather unusual talk because it's not going to be the delivery of the well-written paper that I've executed for this conference. It's going to be more of a slideshow which explores one particular evening in March the 13th, where Jeff Blythe, Mike Medora from Colour Holographics and myself recorded the Harrison clock at the Royal Observatory in Greenwich with the most incredible assistance and help of Jonathan Betts, who's here this morning. So here's a picture of the observatory. I'm sure many of you know it. The place that the Harrison clock is actually displayed today. And here is the Harrison clock. Well, I suppose the question is, what made the Harrison clock so unique? Well, it was one of the most accurate timepieces produced. It was a very unique early piece of technology which basically set longitude and the beginning of global positioning and GPS as we know it today. So the Harrison clock has a unique significance within history, and it was decided at a group meeting of the Royal Photographic Society Holography Group that it would be an interesting item to record as a hologram. And I think the original idea for that came from Jeff Blythe, who's probably responsible for many, many good ideas. I think Jeff's a bit of a genius, but this is one of Jeff's better ideas. So, we start our journey here. We were obviously restricted by the fact that it would probably prove impossible to take the clock from Greenwich. So we decided early on it was a good idea to actually record the clock in situ. Easier said than done. Jeff and I designed this rather unique frame we can see here as being what we would refer to as a holographic camera. After much experimentation, we came up with this design. So we then tested the design. We decided it wasn't going to be shot using a helium neon red. Instead, we needed something more up to date. And I managed to loan a high-powered green diode laser from Klarstech, who are based in Germany. And, you know, after 25 years of working with lasers, which are incredibly long and heavy, this matchbox arrived on my desk. And it worked beautifully. In fact, it was so strong, we had to be, you know, very careful where we were looking during the exposure. So this is a photograph of the frame and the laser running a test in my lab. We move on to the day. So, picture of me, Jeff in the middle there, being philosophical about something. And Mike Medora staring at his shoes, because I think Mike was pretty convinced we weren't going to succeed in this quest. And on the far right-hand side, we can just see Jonathan Betts as he takes the Harrison clock from the case. And this is the time gallery in the museum. You can see a portrait on the back wall there of Harrison himself. We transferred the clock from the gallery into the workshop where many of the repairs are carried out on the instruments. There's Jeff looking a bit sheepish again there in the corner. You can see Mike Medora's plates on the side here, colour holographic plates. And Jonathan very carefully resting the clock within the frame. Finishing touches there. And there it is, ready to roll. We begin our exposures as Jeff and Mike, making sure the clock isn't touching the plate, because obviously that would create movement. And we had to jump a bit there because we're also involved with the actual first exposures. We only had about, I think it was six shots, you know, to get this right. We were working late into the night, early into the morning hours. I think it was about 2 o'clock in the morning when we got the final result. So here's a picture of Mike just, you know, after processing. We're still not sure if we've got an image. Mike's examining the surface of the gelatine to make sure it's not scratched or damaged. And then in the drying process, we all crowded around to see the hologram magically appear. And there it is. And of course, in the laser light, it really is indistinguishable from the real thing. A very relieved Mike Medora. So we recorded four really good pieces that evening. Two of those pieces are in the collection at the museum. We used the other two to make copies, because the idea is, you know, if you've got a unique object, then we should produce some copies. And at the end of this talk, we're going to present Jonathan and the museum with those copies. And there's Jonathan opening the glass case again, replacing the watch, or timepiece, not watch, sorry. And a detail there of Harrison holding the timepiece. And the final shot of the observatory. So all in all, you know, it's a historical event. It was one which shouldn't have happened, really, because there were so many things going wrong. And then on the last moment, everything came together, and we've got some amazing images. So at this point, Graham, would you like to introduce everybody, please?
Yes. Barry Senior, President of the Royal Photographic Society, and Jonathan Beck, somewhere. Ah. Is there a photographer in the house?
Yeah, there is. Gentlemen, could we come over this side, please? We've got a light over here. I'll just grab the thing. So these are the two reflection copies that Mike Medora produced for us for this event, and I'm going to hand it over to Barry here, who is going to present Jonathan Beck, senior horologist from the Maritime Museum.
Not the official photographer, so if it doesn't come out.